On Wednesday, New Mexico health officials said another 153 coronavirus cases have been confirmed, bringing the statewide total positive cases of COVID-19 to nearly 4,300. Seven additional deaths were also reported Wednesday. That includes four patients in McKinley County. The county's most populous city, Gallup, has been under a lockdown this week to curb the spread of the virus. State officials said that during this pandemic, New Mexico agencies have delivered over 5.4 million meals to children and youth, over 293,000 meals to seniors, and over 400,000 pounds of food items to communities most in need. A dramatic drop in the number of young people in juvenile detention due to the pandemic has some hopeful that reducing detentions can be a permanent change. New Mexico is one of 30 states in the Annie E. Casey Foundation survey that shows youth detention fell 24% in March. The New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown has more.
New Mexico was included in a survey of juvenile justice agencies in 30 states that showed the decrease in juvenile detention was driven primarily by a steep decline in admissions. Ezra Spitzer with the New Mexico Child Advocacy Network says most kids' brushes with the criminal justice system involve a misdemeanor offense.
You always have kids incarcerated who don't need to be incarcerated, and I think something like this is a good example of that.
Nate Bayless with the Casey Foundation says he hopes the country can emerge from the pandemic with a juvenile detention population that includes only those young people who pose an immediate community safety risk.
An opportunity to provide more support to organizations that are actually working with young people in the community, supporting them and their families, keeping all of us safe, and to disinvest from the overuse of secure detention centers, youth prisons, and other residential facilities.
Spitzer adds that the unexpected drop in youth incarceration due to the pandemic should provide lessons about what's needed for juvenile justice reform.
We know from research that it's better for everybody if kids can stay with their families and in their communities. So how are we able to safely release whatever percentage of the population it was here? And can we replicate that when we're not in crisis?
About 2 million youth under age 18 are arrested in the United States each year. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. Many were surprised last week when the Doñana County Commission violated the state's public health orders by having an audience at its meeting, including commentator Walt Rubel.
If there was a point to last week's County Commission meeting, it's escaped me. The commission violated the state social distancing guidelines in order to pass a resolution in support of the state social distancing guidelines. The meeting started with a political argument during the invocation, which was given by Pastor Doug Cowan of the Cornerstone Baptist Church. Lord, there are some that are suffering, in many cases almost needlessly, because in some cases they can't get some medical treatments because of things being shut down across the country, Cowan argued in a debate disguised as a prayer. People need hope and encouragement, Cowan insisted. Lord, I pray that today would be a day that decisions are made that would help encourage people and help get things moving in the right direction, he said in concluding his opening argument. Health officials and scientists were not given the opportunity to debate the opposing side. The resolution started as a protest against the governor's social distancing order by Commissioner Isabella Solis, whose recent change in party affiliation makes her the lone Republican on the board. It demanded that the state allow small businesses that have been deemed non-essential to immediately open back up. Ellens offered an amendment that said the state should not allow those businesses to reopen until we have adequate testing, the capacity to do contact tracing of those who've been infected, and can ensure that we've reached our peak and the rate of new infections is declining. Solis voted in favor of the amendment, neutering her own resolution. The commission meeting room had fewer chairs than before the pandemic, but most were filled. During the public comment period, one person after another came to the podium and placed their hands in the exact same spot as the speakers before them. After the final vote was taken on the resolution, the county moved on to the next order of business, a proclamation honoring those in the community who have done tremendous work to help others during the pandemic. And, as is the custom, once the proclamation was read and passed, those being honored squeezed together, shoulder to shoulder, to pose for the traditional group photo. The next day, the governor's office informed county officials that the meeting was in violation of rules that limit mass gatherings to 5 people. The board and county staff are allowed to meet, but the public cannot be in the room at the same time, officials said. During normal times, it's not unusual for elected governing boards to spend time on symbolic resolutions that they have no authority to enforce. But these aren't normal times. And when the only point of the resolution is to send a message, it's important that that message be clear. I fear that this resolution will only confuse people who don't read past the headline. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.